Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, Kyle. Welcome. This week on the conversation, we're going to continue kind of what we left off last week. Donald Trump takes Indiana by storm, which gets Cruz and actually Kasich out of the race. Hard to believe. My thoughts on the elections moving forward with Trump, as who has all but summed up the nomination for the GOP. There are people talking about a new conservative, like a new GOP, like a new Republican Party. I'll get into that. Also, Hillary Clinton would be stupid if she didn't take Bernie Sanders. That's if she even gets elected. I guess they're one step away from having all the ducks in a row for the indictment with her and the emails. I will go all into that. You know, because there's a lot of liberal voters, I guess, that want Sanders and don't like Hillary. So she'd be a fool not to take him. Also on the program, folks, there are so many people out there that were making too much money that if they try to actually get a job somewhere like Lowe's or McDonald's or whatever, they won't hire them. Because they're seen as, hey, you were making so much money that why would you want to take this job? Because as soon as you get, you're just going to be there until you can find the real job. And what's the point of us training you? And people that actually want to work that aren't liberals can't find jobs because the jobs that are available, they won't hire them because they made too much before. That, what a scary U.S. And also, Leicester City, if you didn't know, had clinched their first EPL title in their 132-year history. That much, much more. So, welcome to the conversation, folks. Psalms 56:3, when I am afraid, I put my trust in you. Think about that as you're going through your day today, and welcome to the program today. And I don't know if I want to get into this. I don't know if you heard about this, but Candace Cameron was on The View. I love her. I'd have probably married her, but, you know, I'm already married. But yeah, so is she. But she wore a shirt that says, Jesus saves, bro. And you would have swore she had a F-U N-word on her t-shirt. It blew up that much. Oh, you're, what a Christian. You're pushing your beliefs on everyone. When did, okay, like those World War II vets that had a monument erected in their honor of a cross, and that was forcing people to believe Jesus because of that cross. You got to cover that up. I'm offended by that. So if you wear a shirt that has something to do with atheism, I can claim I'm offended because you're forcing me to believe in atheism because of your shirt. Mm-hmm. That's I don't get it. You know, I guess I look at it like this, folks. Let's say you smoke 5.5 packs a day, and you finally find something to get you to quit and get off the Lucky Strike non-filtered cigarettes. Aren't you going to tell your friends that smoke that are trying to quit, hey, this is what I used. This is what saved me from tobacco. Of course you are. You know, if something works great for you, aren't you going to say, hey, you know, I was about ready to end my life and this and that, and I found Jesus and I got a wife and everything's going great now. He saved me. What do I know? You know? It's just sad, you know, and it blew up. I never thought I would see a world where someone wears a Jesus Saves, Bro shirt and everyone goes AWOL. I'm not offended by you if you're atheist. Just don't try to push down my beliefs. If you want to praise nobody, then praise nobody. Be an atheist. You're not going to offend me, but don't go off on me because I wear a Jesus A shirt. How is you pushing atheism? It's not forcing me to believe it. I laugh at you, but, you know, I don't get it. I don't know. But I just think it's great that she does that. I love it because half that show, I swear, is like atheist people anyways, atheist retarded liberals. I don't even know how it stays on the air. I think they're a Howard Stern. Why do people listen to Howard Stern? Because they wonder what he'll say next. What about the people that hate him? It says right here, let me see here. They wonder what he'll say next. You know? I do got to give a shout out to Virginia Tech. They're actually going to let Jason... what's his name? I'm having a brain blank. Jason Riley is actually going to be able to speak at Virginia Tech. He is a Wall Street Journal columnist, black, conservative. He could be a member of the Hip Hop Republicans, probably, but he's a conservative and he's black. That doesn't fit the liberal agenda. They didn't want him speaking there. But they've reversed their decision as of today, so he's going to be able to speak. Because I guess a lot of people were just outraged, you know, that he can't, you know, college was supposed to be where you learned and you had a professor you may not believe in. You have professors of all different beliefs and different things and you learned. And you made up your own decision on all the facts, hearing all the sides, not just hearing, okay, we're liberals, this is a liberal college. You're only going to be indoctrinated in liberal thinking if you, you know. I just don't get it, you know. But I really shout out to them because they're actually letting him speak. He's a great columnist, by the way. If you ever read the Wall Street Journal, he does some good articles. You know, he's black. He's black and conservative. Wow. I thought you might find him on the National Enquirer or something, you know. Up there next to the elephant woman who gave birth to a donkey. You know, but no, there are actually people out there that hate Obama and think he's the worst president ever who are black. And, you know, so it's not just us white racists that... Oh, I said it now. Now they're going to cut that soundbite out and say I'm a racist just because I said that one, you know, thing, you know, they got, you know, hey, whatever. But it's just, I mean, when you feel like freedom of speech is going bye-bye, it's scary, you know. Think while you still can. They can't think in North Korea. That's why they have like 10 pictures. Which is your favorite of Kim Jong-un? Oh, they're all my favorite. Oh, yes, he says they're all his favorite. He loves them all. Because he would offend if he said this one is... When a guy went to do the eye surgeries, they weren't praising the guy that did the cataract surgeries. They were praising Kim Jong-un, and he did nothing. But hey, think while you can, while you still have the freedom. Okay. I want to get into one of my main topics today, which is Trump winning Indiana, and I'll tell you why he won Indiana. Trump won Indiana because as of 2015, 19.7% of families in the U.S. have no one employed. 93.4 million are out of the labor force as of March 2016. 46.56 million are in poverty. That's Americans. 44.7 million Americans as of January 2016 are in food stamps. That's via the USDA. We're 19.6 $17 trillion in national debt. $5 trillion of that debt was under John Boehner's watch with the Republican House and Senate. Okay? That's why they voted for Trump. Because they're fed up. They've been screwed by the right. They've been screwed by the left. And hey, he is technically running under the GOP, but he's someone that's, if you can piss off Fox News, go for it. You know, he's done that. He's pissed off MSNBC. He's gotten under people's... He's asked the questions that we as Americans like myself feel that no one is answering. I think it was on For the Record with Greta Van Susteren. I've talked about this before. And I would always sit there when Sarah Palin and John McCain were on the campaign trail. Why aren't you talking about this? Why aren't you talking about that? And when you hear an interview with her later, she goes, I wasn't allowed to talk about Barack Obama's relationship with Bill Ayers and George Soros and all these major players. Just a second. I think I have a caller. Let me get him on the line. And hello? I had a dropped call. So whoever was trying to get in, so New York area code, you can try back. And we'll go from there. But they're fed up. They're fed up. With Americans are fed up. And they, you know, and when you saw Sarah Palin say, well, we couldn't talk about this. We couldn't. Why couldn't you talk about it? Why did they not want you to talk about it? Donald Trump seemed like someone that, like, hey, he's a successful businessman. He knows what it takes to run a business. He sees his business falling apart. So what's you gonna do? Go with him? He's an outsider who seems to be doing his own thing. That bleep you. I'm not gonna conform. You know, he seems like someone that's actually gonna have some backbone. I'm like, John Boehner. Yeah, well, you know, healthcare, Obamacare is just kind of like the lay of the land, and that's how it's going to be. So, you know, I mean, that's really when you should be trying to execute it and get rid of it. Well, if you haven't heard this, Speaker of the House, you know, the Speaker, yes, he is not ready to, endorse Trump yet. Gee. Boo. That's, you know, where the, oh my God, that's where it's just hilarious. Paul Ryan, we love you so much. What did I, oh yeah, he is the captain caveman to the Democrats. I really can't. He's almost as bad as John Boehner. I can't endorse Trump right now because I don't know. No, you just don't want to endorse somebody because he's going to ruin your way of life. He's going to actually come in, and if he does what he says, he's going to ruin your way of life. And you're not going to have these Congress and senatorsmen and senators and stuff that make 120, 150, 170,000 a year, and in 6 years ending up with, you know, $30 million in their bank account. He's going to rain on your parade. But, hey. What do you know? Well, Paul Ryan, he can't. I just can't endorse Trump right now. Nah, you know. You know, he has a backbone like John Boehner. Which is zero. So I call him Captain Caveman because they're going to cave on everything. Donald Trump, if he does what he says, sounds like he's someone that's not going to cave. He's going to do what's best for the vets. He's going to do what's best for America. He's saying what we all feel. And that's why he is where he is. People are fed up because they feel like, okay, I'm asking this question and everyone answered. No one. He's like, well, okay, he's asking the questions that we have that no one else is willing to take up. We're frustrated, and He's cashing in on that and saying, hey, this is what's going on. I'm a businessman, and I'm having a hard time running the business with all these regulations. But these regulations, you know, you can't go and do with lots of regulations. I mean, there's things my wife would like to do, but then where she's at, she has health insurance, and she has to have it, or she's going to be fined. And if she goes here or goes there, well, if they don't have insurance, she's screwed. Because, yeah, she can take this job or that job, but then she's going to have to find out a way to pay the $200-some a month, if not more, for insurance or the fine. Yes, it is a fine. It is a tax. You know, we're actually being forced to pay for something. But, you know, and I think Trump is seeing it affect his business firsthand. He's like, something's got to be done. You know, my dad feels the same way. He's getting affected by all this nonsense.
His daughter.
Yep. So is my sister. I know many, many liberals that don't want Hillary Clinton. Lord help us. They want Bernie Sanders, who I think is even scarier. But Hillary Clinton would be dumb if she didn't take... If she got the nomination, she would be stupid not to take Bernie Sanders. Because if you're not... If you're a Democrat and you're not going to vote for Hillary and you're going to vote for Bernie Sanders, maybe you would vote for her knowing he's on the ticket. Like I said last week, you know, what was it? Oh, yeah. Bernie Sanders is like the free credit card they hand out in college. So, gee, it's free. It's a credit card. But then when you start using it, then you get this, what's this? A bill? Oh, you mean when I swipe this and they give me the thing? I still have to pay for it? Oops. Wait a minute, you didn't say I had to buy it. You didn't say I had to pay for anything. You gave me this. No, the card's free. It's a credit card. Oh, I didn't realize that. You know? This country. Like, that's what Obamacare was. It's like the kid that didn't know what a credit card was, but he got the free credit card, and then he had to wait and use it a whole bunch and buy a bunch of stuff that he couldn't afford to realize, oops, how do I give these things back now? Because I can't afford all this crap. I thought I swiped it and it was free. That's what's going on. I mean, if you want Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders, it's going to be a sad day in America, because the America that is there ain't going to be no America. All your freedoms are going to be gone. I mean, what's the other word for socialism? Communism. And that's what you're going to be like China. You're not going to have religious freedom. You're not going to be able to do what you want. They're going to control you. They're going to run you. But hey, I'm just a conspiracy theorist. Not really, when Bernie Sanders has admitted, yes, I am a socialist. Wow. But that's how it is. That's where we're at, folks. People want, you know, give me liberty or give me death. No, give me free stuff or I whine and cry and complain and have to go to my safe space. I got to go to my safe space because she had a shirt that said, Jesus saves. And she tried to force me into believing in Jesus because she had a shirt that said that. Well, if you had a shirt that said, I don't believe in God, I'm like, so what? I might laugh at you, but I'm not, you know, if that's what you believe, you're not forcing your belief on me. Unless you try to push it down my throat by trying to talk to me. You know, if Candace Cameron is actually coming to you and say, hey, do you know, have you ever heard of the word of Jesus Christ coming knocking on your door? Then complain. I'm not going to complain if that's what you believe. If you were saved because of nobody, because you're atheist, then okay. Mm. I don't get, this country is scary. But then I never thought I'd see a country where kids, well, we're waiting, we're on the 12th day as we wait for word to find out is Bert and Ernie, are they gay? No, because combined they just make Bernie. No, we didn't think like that. But then I guess when you had that Barney guy, that dinosaur in the purple costume that was gay or whatever, I think he was, or whatever, who cares? What does that have to do with anything unless you find out that he's molesting the kids on the show? I have no problem with Caitlyn, you know. Use the bathroom you were born with. You know, that's just my theory. You know, I grew up in a different America, and I don't recognize this America. And I've just seen my freedoms flushed down the toilet. And that's why, you know, people are supporting, you know, Trump. Jason Riley shouldn't have to have been, they shouldn't have to go, well, yeah, we're going to invite him back after all. That shouldn't be like that. You know, you're inviting Trump to speak, great. If you're inviting Riley to speak, great. You shouldn't, I mean, it's like, yeah, well, thank God they at least allow them to come and speak. Still, it shouldn't be like that. You shouldn't have that issue. They should be coming and speaking freely. You shouldn't be forced. Well, I guess there's so much backlash that we're going to have to let you speak. But, hey, I don't get it. I just don't. I never thought I'd see a day where somebody wants to speak at a college and, well, now we're not going to let you at first. You know, those numbers I gave earlier, that's why people are fed up. When you were making 12 or 13 or 14 bucks an hour and, oh, we're not going to hire you because I'm going to be homeless. Well, yeah, but see, we pay 8 bucks an hour and you were making way more, so we're not really going to hire you. I'm like, so I don't get it. If you're willing to work and you want to work, even if it's at Lowe's or Target or something or Walmart, and try to earn money as opposed to just take a handout. Now, of course, I've also been told the flip side of it that, well, you're just going to be waiting until you can get a better job. Well, okay, if you're 2 years without finding a job in your field and there's none out there, are you supposed to, like, live homeless? I would have sat out there and started begging. And if you call the cops, I'm going to tell them that, hey, I applied for a job here and they wouldn't hire me because they said I made too much of my last job. So since they won't hire me and no one will, I got to earn money somehow. So blame them for me out here begging. If they would have given me a job, I could have went home knowing that, hey, I'm going to have some income coming in. Maybe not what I was used to, but something. I'd be calling the corporates. I'd be going AWOL, but that's just me. Yeah. That's just me. No, I'm just, but I'm someone I just don't get that. But you were making 14 bucks an hour and you'd have to go down to $8. Well, you know, hey, well, you can't shoot that little animal because you're used to shooting bigger animals. Well, I got to feed my family. Well, yeah, I know. But we can't allow you to shoot smaller animals since you're so used to shooting bigger animals. So your family's just going to have to starve to death because they can't shoot that little animal. And you know, you gotta find a big. Well, I haven't found a big animal in 5 years. Well, I know. Yeah, but sir, you have to. You can only shoot smaller animals, you know, because we can't allow you to you got to find a bigger one. I know you want to shoot the small one just so you can feed your family, but you really need to shoot the big animal. Well, I can't find it. And that's how ridiculous it is. You were making $6 an hour, and you're going to go down to, you know, so what if you're making 12 and you want to go to 6 or whatever? If you want to work, they should let you. What a concept. someone that wants to actually work, they won't hire. I don't get it, folks. That's the America we live in. That's the America we live in, folks. If you wear a Christian shirt, you're accused of forcing a religion on people. If you want to work, but you are making $5 more than they're going to pay, they won't hire you because you're making too much. So, I guess you don't want to work at a Costco's or a Hobby Lobby because they pay like 17 and 15 bucks an hour around there. And, you know, and then if you try to go somewhere else, because I just don't really care for Hobby Lobby, and try to go to another establishment, and, well, you were making 15 at Hobby Lobby, we can't pay that, so we're not going to hire you. Reary, Lord help us. Lord help us. That's why we're frustrated. That's why we see Trump as a way out. And they're like, well, who cares if he screws me? I've been screwed by every other politician. I've been screwed by Barack Obama. I've been screwed by George Bush. Some. I've been screwed by Bill Clinton, you know, Richard Nixon and Carter and, you know, these politicians are in it for their own pocketbooks. And that's what we see. And we see someone that's calling them out. And, you know, you got to put your trust in somebody and hope for the best. And that's what a lot of us are doing. We're putting our trust in Trump and hoping for the best, hoping he does what he's going to say. Yeah, we're probably going to have like a single payer, like, health savings plan. You know, I think he might actually abolish Obamacare and do like a single payer, like, where like you would have money you could put into an account to use for medical if you can't find insurance, and, you know, like a national savings account, and you can take money out of your paycheck every month and put it in that, and, you know, which you would be doing. It wouldn't be something forced on you, which would be good. I just don't get it. I don't know what people are being taught anymore. That they're wanting. I don't know what they're being taught, they're not being taught when they're like praising somebody for setting off a hydrogen bomb. I don't know what people are being taught. I guess I was blessed to live what I did. We're a historically rich town because we're where the Battle of Tippecanoe happened, and the War of 1812 was in this area, and it was just, you know, and you were brought up knowing history. I know I harp on it, but you can't know where you're going unless you know where you were, where you've been, where your past is. And if you don't know how to read cursive, guess what? We're gonna put online the Constitution printed so you can read it since you can't read cursive. And we're going to put in it what we want it to say because you can't read the original. Nope. You may not need cursive writing, but they should know how to read it. That way, if they come across old documents, they can say, hey, here's some old documents, but I can read them. You know, not saying that they, but I do honestly think till like sixth grade or something, you should have a piece of paper and a pencil and learn how to write and learn how to, okay. I remember when they had pens that had like an eraser so you could erase the pens. Have them learn how to deal with a typewriter. Okay, now you're going to have to go back and you're going to have to use the correction thing. You're going to have to hit the control button and this, and you're going to have to correct it, and it's going to bring up like whiteout. The frustrations so that they learn. No, kids now are 6 years old. They got an iPhone, an iPad, and I this. They don't know how to write. They don't know how to do anything. They just type it all in. They don't even talk anymore. All they do is, oh, we're talking. Well, I don't see your mouse moving. Oh, no, we're just texting. You know, there's so much with this technology that people, I think they don't. I just love to know what they're learning, because it's just scary. You know, it's sad when people that want to earn a living can't find work because you're making $30 an hour and you're going to go down to 10. Well, okay, well, I got a mortgage. I got to pay my mortgage. So, you know, hey, if I have to have two $10 an hour jobs to cover the mortgage, okay. Nope, you can't do that because. And then, because of some loophole or glitch, you're not allowed to be on this program, that program, or. It's like that wonderful government healthcare where the guy doesn't check your heart, doesn't look at anything. I really can't touch you. Yeah. It's in, if you read Obamacare, subparagraph 5, page 6, line 3, subparagraph 2, side paragraph 3, it says right here, I'm not allowed to touch any person. I mean, that's about how it's getting with this healthcare. And I know people have gone to see a doctor using a government plan, and okay, it's an hour and a half, 2 hour drive to the doctor, and oh, he's just temporary, so I won't make an appointment because who knows who's going to be here, if anybody, when you make your appointment for 3 months. But that's the healthcare, that's what you voted for. But then again, most of these liberals, it wouldn't matter. If Hillary could say, I created the heaven and earth, and liberals would probably believe her. You'd probably have some person, Dean, can you believe that, man? Hillary created the heavens and the earth, man. That's cool, man. That's why I'm voting for her, man. I mean, Abby, I bet you could probably. I wouldn't be surprised if something that Hillary Clinton would say that could be out of this world, made up, that people would believe it just because she said it. It'd be kind of neat to try to get it to where, like, you overdub her saying, like, something, like, ridiculous. Like, I'm an alien from Mars, and there'd probably be liberals that believe it. Yeah, that's why I'm voting for her, because we need a person in the White House that's from Mars. And Hillary Clinton's from Mars because she said it in a speech, so it has to be true. I mean, that's how ridiculous this world's getting. You know, but then you have people like Trump that really is harping on the issues that concern people like me and my wife. And you actually believe him? Well, you know, well, I never believed Obama and he screwed us, so I'm going to give him a chance. I mean, we are at the end of the rope. We can't get much worse before we collapse. But then again, you know, we just need to blame whoever gets in. We just need to blame Obama for everything. But then, of course, they'll be like, oh, quit trying to blame Obama. It's all Bush's fault. You know, like no one can take responsibility. They're all in it for their own pocketbooks. They just want you to fight so that they can just cash in. I never, like I said with Candace Cameron, I never thought I'd see a day when someone would wear a Jesus Saves shirt and like, how dare you force your religion on me? And that's literally what some of these comments were. Like, really? How is anyone forcing anything on you? If you ever saw the movie Facing the Giants, Matthew, no one's forcing anything on you. Jesus Christ is a decision you'll have to make for yourself, following him and accepting him. And you may not want to do it because it'll change your life. You know, that tells you how idiotical they are. How can I force Jesus on you? You have to accept him yourself. You have to personally accept him as your Lord and Savior. Now, he's come into my life so many ways that I can't deny his name. I can't even, you know, but that's where this world's headed. You know, I never thought I'd see a world where you'd have someone that admits he's a socialist and people want to vote for him. Not in this country, no. But we're here. It's happening. You know, things that people have said for a long time, people are starting to wake up, and it's a good thing. And I think if you would have had a John McCain, he would have gone in the same direction as Barack Obama, but 10 times, 20 times, 30 times slower, and you wouldn't have seen it happen. He would have been spending just like, but it would have been what was best for his pocketbook and his constituents. Just like Barack Obama's doing for his people. That's why that health care is so great. It's so great because Nancy Pelosi is getting a waiver for her and all her corporate buddies so they don't have to have penalties. Oh, but what do you talk about? She's getting a waiver. It's so great. Shouldn't she want to be on Obamacare? You know? But they don't want to talk about that stuff because that doesn't fit their agenda. Just like when Ronald Reagan was saying, just say no to drugs. And there were a lot of people. There were like at least five people that were on a federal medical marijuana program. Getting 300 joints rolled by the federal government every month. And if you try to investigate it, like some journalists have, they don't want to talk about it. They deny it. They act like it doesn't exist. Hey, you know, that's where we're at, folks. It's nuts. It's a double standard world. If you know, we're not $19.17 trillion because of only one party. You know, we're not. That's why Trump is so successful, because he's hitting the nerve that everyone is, he's saying what everyone is thinking. And finally, well, when Sarah Palin, I still remember that, and I've watched that video a couple days ago, and it's like, you know, we weren't allowed, Gretchen, to talk about this. And why weren't you allowed to talk? I wish they could have gotten to more. Maybe she didn't know. She was just told not to talk about it. I mean, we shouldn't have where Virginia Tech reverses its decision to allow a conservative to come back, like Jason Riley. They shouldn't have to. It should be welcome with open arms. Hey, we're a very progressive university, but we want to have you so that people can make, because half those people wouldn't, that aren't, that if they went that were progressives, wouldn't believe them anyways. It might be, hey, who's this clown? He's black and he's conservative? Really? That's how it is. You know? We live in a world now where a conservative, but if he was a Black Lives Matter person, they would have probably opened him with, okay, we're gonna make sure that you're on ABC News and it's going to be a primetime special. But since he's a conservative, Tea Party type, Wall Street Journal person, well, now we're not going to have you here, and hopefully no one whines, there's no outrage. There's no outrage. Man, you know, sort of like that lady that was at Olive Garden that bought a rat, and it was, she killed it and put it in her salad. Oh, there's your rat in the salad, thinking that, oh, they're just going to come, they're just going to give whatever she wants. They're not going to look into it, you know. That's why I think with Jason Riley. Oh, we're not going to allow him, and then hopefully it just goes away. But then when I think they had some people outraged, Then they said, okay, yeah, now we got to invite him back. Where in the first place, he should have just been accepted with open arms. Just like that Olive Garden incident. They didn't sit down. They said, oh, I'm going to have this. I have a buddy of mine that can check this rat out in 2 seconds. So what do you mean? Well, see, a laboratory mouse is made to eat pellets. Actual wild mouse would not be that way. And they can tell instantaneously if it's a wild rodent that would have been in the restaurant or when you buy it like your local pet store. You know? It's sad that they had to go through that. Just, you know, just like with this Jason Riley. It's sad that they had to, well, we're going to reverse our decision and we're going to let him speak. No, we should have said, I don't care if you're an atheist. I want you to be out there and speak. I don't agree with you, but I never want to shut your voice down. I never want to shut down. I don't really agree with the KKK. There's some issues I probably would agree with in terms of, like, immigration. But I don't want to ever shut their freedom of speech down. Plain and simple. There's about 17 minutes left in the program or so, folks. And I want to thank you all for tuning in. You know, and that's why, am I going to blow my... If Trump becomes president, am I going to blow smoke up his butt with everything he does? I wouldn't have done that with John McCain or Mitt Romney. I'd have bitched at him just like I did. Because I have a couple black friends that are like, one I don't even talk to anymore, but I don't get into that. But anywho, I used to go off on things that George Bush did. Well, whatever, you just don't like Obama because he's black. Well, I don't really care for Bush, but yeah, having someone like George Bush would be like 100 times better than Barack Obama, and that's scary because he wasn't that great. He wasn't. I knew what side he was on. He supported America, but...
Hey, he married someone who loves Bush.
Lord help my wife. I would rather have a George Bush in the White House as opposed to a Barack Obama, but still, they're both bad for the country. They're both gonna spend. They're both going to do what's best for their own pocketbook.
And that is your opinion.
Like I've said... We're $19.17 trillion in the hole, and it's not because of Barack Obama 100%. It's been, I would say, about 40% him, but a lot of it is so many other people. It's Bill Clinton. It's Ronald Reagan. It's all these presidents. Remember, folks, before 1913, Americans kept 100% of everything they earned, and we still had an army, a navy, colleges, roads, schools, hospitals. You know, but you got to be careful, though, because if you have a Jesus Saves t-shirt, you're forcing your beliefs on someone. Oh, well, I guess I need to get more Detroit Tigers gear. That way I can say, hey, there's no, that's, oh, I great, because whenever I see a person wearing a Cubs jersey, yeah, you're going to have to take that Cubs jersey off because you're forcing me to like the Cubs, and that's not right. Or like a White Sox or a Cardinals or Reds. You know, because I know when I'm wearing my Detroit stuff, I'm forcing you to like Detroit. And that's about how much sense it makes. You know? I have no problem. But I think they just want to have a hair up their butt because they got nothing else to complain. They can't complain about anything. You know, so they got to come up with something to complain about. Just like that one guy in Michigan where they were doing that game where they, like, knock people out. And he goes, oh, yeah, we don't have nothing to do, so we just, like, walk up and hit people. Yeah, that's scary. We didn't have cell phones. We didn't have TV on the go. We didn't have iPads, iPhones, that. And we didn't have to knock people out because we had nothing to do. We had more to do than people do now. I got to knock someone out because I have nothing to do. I feel sorry for these kids. I really do. But this country doesn't start. It starts with a Trump, just like Carter or any president. It starts with them, but it ends with you. You know, what did JFK say? Ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. Yeah, Trump may become president. Hillary Clinton may become president. Bernie Sanders could even become president, Lord help us, with those two. But guess what, folks? They're not going to change your life. You have to do it. See, your life isn't not your life. You know, if you don't like your life, get up and change it. Get up and change this country. Do something. Make an impact. That's what I try to do. I try to educate people. Get out and say, why do you support this person? How can, you know, because I look at it like this. 4 people died in Benghazi. They're either dead and it's Hillary Clinton's fault, or it's a lie that they're dead and Hillary Clinton has no responsibility for it because they're not dead. Actually, they're dead. That's not debatable. So it is her fault. I don't know how. And what Bill Clinton did, I don't get it. I don't know how. But then you're talking to people that don't know any, that don't know anything, that don't. Yep, we need a woman in the White House. That's why I'm voting for Hillary. I know it's taken a long time to get people to actually believe. You know, there's still people that think that cannabis is evil and dangerous, and it's taken a long time for, you know, a guy in 33 in the DEA that says, okay, we can't keep alcohol illegal. Let's take this plant that's coming in from Mexico and let's demonize it, make it illegal. That way we can bust people for it and I can get millions of dollars from the government. That's where we're at, folks. It's taken all this time and people still are like, oh, it's the devil. It's dangerous. It's evil. Well, you know what? We're slowly making people get back to the way it used to be when they realized how medically beneficial it was and how you could make paper and ethanol. And original Levi's jeans were made from recycled sailcloths that were made from hemp. You know, I think we'll eventually be able to turn some of these liberals that want socialism and turn them around. And get them to realize that what free is. And hopefully we can do it before it's too late. Then you have people that, okay, I didn't realize what I was getting into. You know, these people that, I voted for Barack Obama. Well, who's his running mate? John McCain. And then when they find out later that they got screwed by him, hopefully we can get these people before they get screwed so that they realize, hey, you know what? Maybe we can get you ahead of time so we can stop you voting before you realize how screwed you are going to be. But then there's a video, I forget where it's from, but this guy said this is in 2000. He goes, I wrote a program that can flip the vote. No one can see it unless you can read the source code or you take and you count the paper versus the computer. He goes, it'll flip the vote 51-49 in favor of whoever you want to have win. And that's about that in 2000. And there were some places in, with Barack Obama where there were more votes than voters able to vote. The total votes combined to be more than the amount of registered voters. You know, hopefully we can wake people up before they get screwed. So it's not like, so you voted for Bernie Sanders, yes I did. Well, he said this in a speech, and this is what happened. Really? You know, all these people now that are finding out that, okay, well, I make under $275,000. My taxes weren't supposed to go up, but they have. There's something from every politician you can say where they, when they became president, that they said this or this or this, and it came out to be not true, whether it's a Republican or a Democrat. But guess what? I'm sure that's going to happen with Donald Trump. But when he seems to be the only one that's barking up the wrong tree with everyone saying, hey, you know, when he's asking the right questions, when he's pushing the right buttons, he's not trying to get along. And he, you know, and you can, and if we get screwed, hey, we've been screwed so much, it doesn't matter. On to some news, which I'm sure a lot of you have already known this by now, but it's hard to believe. If Leicester City can win their first Premier League title in 132 years, the Chicago Cubs can win a World Series. I just wish I would have put money on Leicester City at the beginning of the year. Because what was it, like 5,000 to 1 odds of them winning the English Premier League title? 5,000 to 1. So if you would have put a dollar on that, you would be at 5,000 bucks. But who would have done that? I know somebody, a friend of mine used to do that. He would get into Vegas and he would like put like, through like the internet and he put like $20 bet. Because I don't think you can do it now, but he put like a $20 bet on the worst NFL team. So like, and if they won the Super Bowl, there was like a 10,000 to 1 or 5,000 to 1 odds of winning the Super Bowl. And they'd pick like the worst team. And if they were to actually win, you know, 20 times whatever, like the 5,000 or whatever, but never won, you know, but who would ever thought Leicester City would have done it, but that's just incredible. I mean, yeah, Manchester United, we're not going to win, but that's okay. I mean, it's just to relish in the fact that they finally won a title. That's incredible. I mean, they've been the most dominant team all year. They deserve it. And those people are probably set for life. You know, probably never have to lift a finger again. They'll be national heroes. And it's one of those where there's not really been a dry eye in England. They're all like, even Manchester United people are like, this is just an historic moment. You know, this is something that, you know, it wouldn't have mattered if we came in second, if them winning, you know, just like how you can't be sad for him. You can't be like mad that you didn't win it. It's just incredible, you know. Yes, May 21st is coming pretty soon, and hopefully we will win at least the FA Cup. But we're still trying to get to that fourth place finish so we can qualify for the Champions League. And from what I've heard, Louis van Gaal has stated that yes, he signed a 3-year contract and he's going to adhere to that 3-year contract. If, you know, if Manchester United were to let him go, which I don't think they would, you know, they would, but he plans on, you know, he's got a 3-year contract and he plans on adhering to that. So it's just been an exciting year. I mean, the first Premier League title in 132 years and because it's not, I guess it's exciting for me because when I guess we're so used to as Manchester United fans, okay, not if we win, but by how much. And now it's like we may lose, we may win, who knows? You know, and it's just been an exciting, an exciting game, you know. And I thought, I was really hoping for England that, you know, City was going to beat Real Madrid, but as you all know, they lost in 2 games, 1-0. The first game was a draw. No. In the second game, Real scored in like the first quarter of the game, and never looked back. You know, but you got to give credit out there to Zinedine Zidane. He has taken reign of that Real Madrid team, and he played for Real Madrid, as you all know. If you don't watch football, then yeah, he was a player for Real Madrid, and He was an incredible player, and it's just, you know, he's just transitioned into that role, that management role, incredibly well this year, you know, and it'd be cool to see them. I was hoping to see Man City, you know, go, but, I mean, I just think they were just too outmatched, you know. But there's about 3 minutes left in the program, folks, and, you know, it's just, it's weird to see someone that you I grew up watching, like Zinedine Zidane, play, and now he's a manager. It's like I keep getting older. Because, like, one of the radio stations they'll put on at work from time to time, they'll have, like, a three play, a triple play, and they'll play three songs from an artist, and something happens because of that. And recently, I think it was Monday, they played three from Nirvana. And they said, on this day, 25 years ago, Nirvana went in to write, which would become their Nevermind album. And I'm like, 25 years ago? Oh. It's just hard to believe when you have things like that. Like, you know, if you're turned 21 years old today, you weren't alive to see the last time the Bears went to the Super Bowl. And it's like, wow. Just hard to believe when they do stuff like that. It's like, makes you like, really? Because I remember that where the guy flew around on a jetpack in the halftime, and that was cool. But it's just, when you see things like that, it just gets you like, oh, no. It's been 30 years since the Breakfast Club movie came out. I'm getting old. But, hey, you know, I'm in this. We're all in this together. But, yeah, it's just incredible to, as I kind of wrap up the show, I want to thank you all for tuning in, but it's just kind of amazing. You know, I just kind of look, if Leicester City can win the first Premier League title, the Cubs could win the World Series, and we can turn this country around. We can get it back to what it should be.
Call the person who tried to call the message you, and we can let something out.
Yep, and whoever was trying to get a hold of me, get on my Facebook. It's Kyle Wolkrout, or The Weekly Conversation with Kyle is my Facebook page. Just private message me, and I'll get back with you, and we can work something out.
90 seconds.
Got about 90 seconds left in the program, folks, but I want to thank you all so much for tuning in. I mean, this program is not just about me. It's about this. It's about America, and it's about trying to get it back. And I think, you know, Barack Obama has destroyed it a lot. And you know, we've seen Trump as someone that's going to actually try to bring some of that back and try to be there for the vets. You know, I haven't bought a pro-U.S. shirt in a long time. I need to get a shirt that says, I'm proud of America, not my president. You know, because there's some things I'd love to do, but you know, with the possibility of fines here and penalties here, I'm just afraid. You know, so. And it's just, all these regulations are affecting people, and I think they're affecting Trump, and he's finally said, okay, and that's enough. You know, look at all these tanker trucks that come here full of cargo, and they leave empty. Why do they leave empty? They should be full, going back to China. Or to any other country. Thank you all for tuning in, and until next time, from America, God bless you all, and good night. Goodbye.